Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and for the next hour, you'll be listening to Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford. 91.5 on your dial, WMFO.org online. Said I'll be playing you stuff you don't always hear, I suppose you'd say, and got some more new stuff. Interesting. I'll do local as well, and I think I'll just start out with some local, and first I'll start with Carissa Johnson with Fuel Hot from her 2016 album Only Roses, the band's second album. And Johnson, singer, songwriter, and bass player, fronts the trio, and they won the Boston Rock and Roll Rumble this past year, 2017. And Carissa Johnson will be playing Thursday night at Thunder Road in Somerville.
Drinking, I know I shouldn't come by more, but I found myself in trouble, and I had no place else to go. I got some whiskey from the bar, got some cocaine from a friend. I've got to keep on believing that you will be back in my arms again, 'cause I'm guilty. Honey, I'm guilty. I'll be guilty for the rest of my life. How come I never do what I'm supposed to do? Nothing I try to do ever turns out right. Know how it is. Oh, with me, baby. You know I just can't stand myself. It takes a whole lot of medicine for me to pretend that I'm someone else.
that set started with a couple of local bands. First, Carissa Johnson with Fuel Hot from the album Only Roses. And Carissa Johnson will be playing this Thursday night at Thunder Road in Somerville. After that was Erin Happ and the Delta Swingers with Guilty from their brand new album Big Road. They're going to be having their vinyl release party for Big Road on Friday night at the Burren in Somerville, Mass. And after that, you heard Stoned Elements, a four-man band from Germany with Herz Verkaufen from the album Kein Fragen. The songs on this disc are in German, and they have a second CD, Stone Law, with songs in English. So that was Stoned Elements. Now we have, I'll do some serious guitar time a bit early today. And I have brand new Joe Satriani. This album just came out. It's always great to hear him. His guitar playing is amazing. And his new album is called What Happens Next. And from that, I'm going to play a song called Head Rush.
Talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we've got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, we heard a set of Serious Guitar, started with Joe Satriani with Head Rush from his new album, What Happens Next. Then you heard Quinn Sullivan covering the Beatles' While My Guitar Gently Weeps from his newest album, Midnight Highway, which I believe came out last year. He's 18 now. A buddy guy took Quinn under his wing when he was around 8. I try to see Buddy whenever I can, and when he's in town. And many times when I saw him, he called Sullivan up to the stage to play a few tunes. So I've seen him for a long time. I've noticed his playing has matured, as of course has his voice. He's quite a guitarist. And then you heard Ty Tabor with Until This Day Is Done from his new solo album, Alien Beans, which just came out now in January, about a week ago, I think. And that will be his the seventh solo album from guitarist Tabor, who's in King's X and the Jelly Jam. It's a two-disc album with 10 new studio tracks and a best-of disc with 11 remixed and remastered tracks from his previous releases. And from Alien Beans, you heard Until This Day Is Done. And of course, I had to play something from the new Jeff Beck album, Live at the Hollywood Bowl. Concert celebrating the 50th anniversary of his career was on August 10th, 2016. Included lots of guests on different songs, and that was Shapes of Things, which is a Yardbird song with Jimmy Hall on vocals. He did vocals on a number of his songs. All right, now what do I have? Okay, now we have some Henry Rollins for you. You may remember Henry Rollins. He was the lead singer in the punk rock band Black Flag way, way back. And then he's had a solo career since then. And this song I'm going to play got a lot of airplay on MTV in the early 90s also. And Rollins will be playing at the Wilbur Theater tomorrow night. So this is the Rollins Band with Liar from their 1994 album Wait, which was their fourth studio album.
Life alone, in darkness, in seclusion. Yeah, I know. You've been out there, tried to mix with those animals, and it just left you full of humiliated confusion. So you stagger back home and wait for nothing. But the solitary refinement of your room spits you back out onto the street. Now you're desperate and in need of human contact. And then you meet me and your whole world changes. Because everything I say is everything you've ever wanted to hear. So you drop all your defenses and you drop all your fears. And you trust me completely. I'm perfect in every way. I make you feel so strong and so powerful inside. You feel so lucky. But your ego obscures reality and you never bother to wonder why things are going so well. You wanna know why? Things that you already know, so you can say, I really identify with you so much. And all the time that you're needing me is just the time that I'm bleeding you. Don't you get it yet? I'll come to you like an affliction. But I'll leave you like an addiction. You'll never forget me. You wanna know why? 'Cause I'm a liar. Yeah, I'm a liar. Hell, rip your mind out. Hell, burn your soul. I'll turn you into me. I'll turn you into me. 'Cause I'm a liar. A liar. Now I see the destructive power of a lie. They're stronger than truth. I can't believe I ever hurt you. I swear, I will never lie to you again. Please, just give me one more chance. I will never lie.
Sad someday. Someday you're gonna be lonely, but you won't find
Let's see now. First, you heard the Rollins Band with Liar from the 1994 album Wait. As I said, Henry Rollins will be playing the Wilbur Theater tomorrow night. Then you heard the Knickerbockers with Lies from 1966. It made it to the number 20 on the Billboard Hot 100. And the band is from New Jersey. Then the Castaways with Liar Liar, which reached number 12 in 1965. And the band was from Twin Cities in Minnesota. It was their only single. That the song was in the films Good Morning America and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. And the band performed it in the 1967 beach movie, It's a Bikini World. Now, we had some songs about lies from different times, and I realized, though, that this set was kind of describing the Republicans in D.C. today. So that's why I decided to add Got No Shame by Brother Kane from the 1993 self-titled debut album, because I would say those Republicans have got no shame. Brother Kane was a hard rock band, released three albums in the 90s. The band's lead singer, guitarist Damon Johnson, joined Alice Cooper's band as a guitarist in 2004, left in 2011 to join Thin Lizzy, and he's one of the guitarists in Black Star Riders. So it's pretty cool. I get a little bit more time left, so, you know, get back to some local again. I've got Devil's Twins with their cover of Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World, and this is from their new disc, American Noir Volume 1, which came out in September. They did a great show last week at the WGBH studios. It was real good, and it's going to be broadcast either online, definitely, and maybe on the station as well. So here are the Devil's Twins with What a Wonderful World.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
I see them bloom
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Loud to wide,
the crowd is twisting.
of mothers, troubles like Francine Carruthers, going out, bugging out, blacking out with the brothers, haunting, grunting, scavenging and gathering, whip, blap, blither, blather, blithering and blathering, chit chat, clear, chatter, chittering and chattering, clickety, 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 each other's pattering, discuss the daily happenings, decipher code and cackling, bringing up what matter and brings in, crying over the sad thing, sipping a cup of shatter, kids and spitting up the chicken wings, digging up water and onion rings, confessing, feeling flattering, bragging on their batterings, triumphing in the tattering, crying how the static sings for the automatic underlings, pittering, pattering, scattering, imagining, meditating, meandering, to win the flick is with the battering.
Where they're coming from, where they grew up, I heard someone bust to stand like an altar boy, upright like a friendly guy.
That was another local band, Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band, doing The Boys at the Bar from their new album, The Courage of the Lonely. Get a kick out of hearing Rick doing a little rapping in there. And they were going to be playing at the Frogmore in Jamaica Plain on Saturday night. And before that, you heard the Devil's Twins with the cover of Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World from their album, America Noir Volume 1. And I'm just getting to the end of the hour, so gotta get out of here. Hope you enjoyed the show.